Hello, everybody. I'm here today in Othership, and we're here today to interview Dan Churchill. He is a renowned chef. He's known all over the world, and he works with athletes and performers. And today we're going to talk to him about the 5K run that we're doing here. It's the Dream Chasers Run in New York City. And I'm really excited to have you on the show today. I'm really excited because I love how you view health, and I love how you are such an advocate about food and how, you know, it affects our body. Now, you have a master's in food science and in exercise, actually. And tell me a little about that, because I'm really excited. Did that really impact the way you look at health overall?
Yeah, like when I finished my high school, I pretty much followed what I wanted to do, which was, you know, be active, be healthy. And by learning about the human body through exercise science, I was able to truly, you know, understand what the best practices are to look after ourselves, whether it be for in the moment right now or for our future selves through health span, through lifespan, all these things that we're doing. And it really put an emphasis for me around a particular aspect of health that I just love, which is food. Yeah. And so by learning about the human body right at the, you know, the cellular level, right through to the everyday individual, I was able to learn how best practices that we all can be doing to improve that. But it always came back to food for me. Always come back to food.
I really think that food is really important, more than people realize, because food for medicine is really powerful. People don't realize, but everything you put in your body has an impact on how your body works. You know, if your body doesn't recognize it, it just doesn't process it. And if it doesn't process it, it stores it in your body, and then it attaches to different parts of our organs and different parts of our body, and it slows us down. And it could cause illness, and it can cause lots of different things in the future. So I'm glad you really mentioned that. Now, when people start to eat healthy and they start to eat clean, you know, have you noticed when you're working with so many clients the difference from the before and after? Because in our society, unfortunately, the food industry, you know, doesn't always look out for the best in people. But when you were working with a lot of athletes and a lot of people, and you showed them the right way and the proper way to eat in a more clean aspect, did you notice a huge change in how people started to function, their clarity, their focus, their energy?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the biggest difference you see is within the first 3 to 4 weeks, you notice they start to firstly get used to the routine that is this cleaner way of living.
Yeah.
But then internally, they just start to have not just mental clarity, they start to move better, their sleep's better. And whilst a lot of these things that, you know, I come from the science and things that I've done through research, a lot of it's still, I think everybody knows about it, but it does take someone like myself to help emphasize and keep people adhere to participating in the routines. Because reality is, a lot of these things aren't rocket science. Yeah. You know, you eat, remove refined sugar, eat lots of whole foods and have a certain amount of protein every day. But it's, you know, what my job entails is finding ways to inspire people to realize it is possible.
Yeah.
And in that process, you notice that once you see the changes and you give people the reality to step back and notice the changes,
right,
they're able to be like, yeah, I'm going to do this, you know, on a weekly basis, but also be realistic. It's not, you're not here to be, this is for the rest of our lives. I keep,
yes,
reminding people that. So it's not like you're trying to do a 6-week thing and trying to do it really quickly and that's it. You're trying to do something for the rest of your life, which is, you know, exactly the reason why HONE exists. It's to try and help people for the rest of their life, not just for a, you know, 4-week cycle.
Exactly. I feel like when you start to eat well, it becomes a lifestyle change. And after a while, I don't even think you realize that you're actually eating clean, because you're so used to this new way of living, and you see the changes that it just becomes a daily habit. Like in the beginning, I feel it's rough for people because,
mm-hmm,
they're going from one way of eating to the next. But I think after a while, they see the changes, like you mentioned, mm, and they just completely do a U-turn.
Yeah, it's really important that whenever you change any habit or routine, you do so gradually. Now, there's,
yeah,
a couple of reasons behind that. It's easier to adjust over, you know, stepping stones gradually, both for habit, but also your body needs to take time to adjust. So, you know, you look at your gut, the way your gut is made up,
mm,
and if you all of a sudden take on an exorbitant amount of fiber, your body's not used to digesting that, and then you're using it for all the processes that you require, it's going to be quite an uncomfortable feeling.
Right.
So, you know, it's best thing to look at, if you do blood work, which is what we recommend,
yeah,
is to get that baseline checked and then gradually over time adjust, as opposed to going hell for leather and making a massive change.
Mm-hmm.
So that does two things. It, you know, makes sure you adhere to it, so you're still inspired and motivated to make that gradual change. It's not too drastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it comes to, you know, the actual changes within themselves, your body can actually handle them better.
Now, you're a huge advocate when it comes to Hone Health.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you get so aligned with this company, and why did you become so passionate about being an advocate for this company?
Because, you know, I think people don't realize what's going on internally until they get their blood work done.
Right.
And that's just a big thing. Like, numbers do not lie. And in the world that I, you know, I'm a part of, and my brand and what I've been trying to advocate for so long, is for people to just have more control over their health. And so once you have the ability to have, you know, a company like Hone get your blood work done at your own house, making it much more easily and accessible, to then coach you through what changes you can make, mm-hmm, and actually have those options for you to make,
right,
it's pretty inspiring. Because in this day and age, we now know, we have the hard facts to see when we have deficiencies in certain, you know, nutritional value, what they affect, and long term, not just in the immediate, but our long term, whether it be, you know, having one to have kids, or,
right,
you know, what's going on maybe with our body composition as a result of just simply being deficient in something. So ultimately, I've always been someone, my mission is to help change the world through food. And a big part of that is I want people to have the ability to control their health, and Hone truly helps you do that.
Yes, and what I love about Hone is that when you go there, they have you do blood work,
mm-hmm,
and it's so important, because in today's society, I see a lot of people not going to and getting blood work, and they're seeing advertisements, they're seeing things over the shelf, the labeling looks great, they buy it, but it changes the composition, it changes your hormones, it changes everything in your body, and you're not getting better, and people don't realize that when you get blood work, it's actually showing you what you're deficient in, what you need, you know, what you're lacking, and you can actually get exactly what you need to get your body balanced so you can move forward and be your best.
That's it. You know, people talk about how they feel, but the numbers internally can tell them what's actually going on inside. So yeah, like, it's the blood work's part of it, but then also having the consultants, the doctors, the people telling you, keeping a path for you, keeping you a journey, and then keeping track of where you're at. So having a baseline, so for example, when you first got your blood work done, to then maybe getting a checkup, it's truly the most accurate way to know what is going on for your health.
Now for you, what was the biggest changes in your life that you noticed?
So, like, I noticed that for me, my sex-binding globulin was actually quite high. And whilst I had a decent amount of testosterone, which is, you know, what a lot of us need, particularly young males, it was not being utilized, because the sex hormone-binding globulin wouldn't release the actual testosterone to be free. So the biggest thing I've learned is that it's not how much total testosterone you have, it's how much the amount of free testosterone you have.
Right.
And so ultimately, that was the biggest indicator for me.
I think that's amazing. Now, you wrote a book this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tell me a little about your book.
So Eat Like a Legend, which was all about helping people empower themselves to unlock their true performance through food. And I like the same principles that we have here at Hone. It's, you know, ultimately around putting the best resources forward for you to control your own health. And the book is about that. It's all about recipes that help define how you can improve your performance. And that's around meal timing, you know, ultimate ways to season. It's a lot of fun.
I love that. Now, where can people find this book?
Wherever books are sold. So online and your respective book retailers, go support your independents as well. But wherever books are sold, you definitely find Eat Like a Legend.
I love that. And you also have a podcast, right?
Yeah, it's called The Epic Table. So, you know, I get to interview some of the best minds in their given field and just kind of truly understand how we can then use it for the everyday individual. So it's very much like doing an MBA every single week on health.
I love that. Now, before we go, I just want to ask you, if you could tell people five pieces of advice, what would you like to share with people?
Five pieces of, like, in the world of health, I'd say, you know, I kind of alluded to it earlier. I think everyone knows the aspects of food they should control. So I'd say definitely minimize refined sugar, eat more whole foods, and then definitely get a decent amount of protein based on what you need. I'd say try to aim for 30 grams of fiber every single day. And then the last one is be realistic. So ultimately, you don't have to make these changes all at once. You have the rest of your life to live, and so you have to live it. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go enjoy that chocolate cake, you should. Just know that you're working towards, you know, living better, moving freer, and having the most full energy that your body deserves to have.
I love that. I love that. Well, this has been amazing, Dan. I'm so glad that you came and shared this information with us. And I really look forward to seeing what you have in store for the rest of 2026. Is there anything that you could like tell us?
Not allowed to say, but okay. There's some really exciting projects going
on. All right. So we should be following you and keeping an eye on you.
Definitely.
All right. I'll be doing that for sure.
Thanks, Stacey. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. It's so good to talk to you.
You too, mate. Love to meet you.
Love to meet you too.